This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on November 16th, 2017. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Good morning, everyone. This is convening of the executive session of... Well, I've got a copy over here. Somewhere. I got one. This will convene the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, November 16th, 2017. We have a couple of matters on the agenda. The first matter is an assessment of the Commission action on enforcement of matters awaiting reason to believe consideration. This is a memorandum that I provided late last night. It asks for, ultimately, I'd like to see the Office of General Counsel provide in their quarterly report the information that's in this particular one,
Mr.
which
Chairman,
adds a few columns.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me.
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I believe I have to do a motion in order to discuss the documents since they were submitted late. I move that the Commission add to the agenda consideration of Reg 2011-02 Internet Communication Disclaimers, and that the Commission determine pursuant to 11 CFR 2.7D that business so requires and no earlier public announcement was possible. I further move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the Commission may consider the late submission of agenda document numbers 1752A, 1752B, 1752C, 1753A, and 1753B.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. None. The motion passes unanimously. Now, once again, submitted a late document, which is fairly detailed concerning the progress, regress that we've made in terms of enforcement. I think in view of the more needy issues, I'm going to put this off to the next open session to the extent we need comment on it and move directly to Reg 2011-02 Internet Communication Disclaimers. There are three motions that are before you today, and they all probably will end up pretty much in the same place by the time we get done today. All motions seek ultimately a rulemaking, and the question is really what process to take in the meantime. My motion seeks to. I'm going to discuss them briefly, just for summary altogether. Seeks to have a meeting of the commission, a one-day meeting, before we finalize any rulemaking, to take into consideration the comments that were made during the hearing, in the notice set or the period of time during which we were offered notice to be given with respect to what to do with our rulemaking regarding disclaimers, to take into consideration the issues that might want to be raised by our colleagues who didn't provide comments formally, but who might be, if we can invite them, to come to a hearing and give us some further views. And also, since we've not had directly the ability to hear from the regulated community, and especially the people from the IT community, it gives us an opportunity to actually have a hearing where we would invite them specifically before we conclude the drafting of some rules. This proposes that we meet in December and have three panels, the composition of which would be agreed upon by the commission itself, at least four votes, so that it would be done in a way that's bipartisan in nature. I think In my motion, I mentioned the fact that we have a need to proceed at this time, and I would mention the fact that we've heard from the Hill on numerous occasions of late, due largely to the events that are, have occurred on issues of money and politics about what we're doing. And in each case, I've written back and said in a letter that was approved in content by all the commissioners that we are not able to discuss the issues that are before us on enforcement, but we're concerned and we're moving forward. It will be nice now to be able to say in a letter that we are actually moving. We've made a formal decision to move forward with a rulemaking. It reminds me of the fact that these events are often what spurs action. Watergate, for example, was what spurred really the creation of the commission. Now we have an issue with respect for which we're getting direct heat, and it reminded me of a saying that Everett Dirksen said about himself. He was a craggy old Republican senator from Illinois. He was friends at that time with most everybody in the Senate, and didn't look upon each other with a skeptical eye. I was close to Kennedy and Senator Keating, and he says, when I feel the heat, I see the light. And I think we are now feeling the heat, and I think we can show that we're seeing, and we're going to do something about seeing the light. Let me say this: I'll vote for any of these motions. As far as I'm concerned, it's a step forward. The issue before us really is whether or not we want to take a more formal step in information gathering, or whether we want to move directly and wait until we get that information after draft rules have been prepared. Since we're really kind of in sync on the overall scheme of things, I think I'll just call upon Commissioner Weintraub and then the Vice Chair and the others for their comments on their proposed motion. So, Commissioner Weintraub.
Did you have something you particularly wanted to say first, Madam Vice Chair?
Go for it.
Okay.
Was this in the order of filing?
Oh, okay.
Today has the potential to be a good day at the FEC, and we haven't had that many good days here in recent times, so I'm feeling cautiously optimistic. I was pretty excited last night. There was a time when we had half a dozen rulemakings going on all at the same time in any one year. I have staff that have been working for me for 2 years now that haven't participated in a rulemaking project yet. So it's exciting to think that we might actually have the potential to open a rulemaking here. I think the chairman is right. We're definitely feeling the heat, although I kind of regret that we had to wait this long. Some of us have been trying to move the ball forward for a long time. But I also think that we ought to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. I don't see the desire to hold a hearing and the desire to get started on drafting a rulemaking document as mutually exclusive. In fact, I think they could be mutually beneficial. And that is what I propose in my motion. So we have a motion to have a hearing, and we have a motion to open a rulemaking, and I want to do it all. I don't think that our hearing calendar is so cluttered that we couldn't actually hold two hearings, one during as we are going through the comments and preparing a draft rulemaking document. We could seek to inform ourselves better to make sure that rulemaking document is drafted correctly. And then once we dot all of our I's and cross all our T's and have some firm proposals out there, we could have yet another hearing to make sure that we got it right and to get people's responses to the specifics of our proposals. We've gotten a lot of comments already on the advance notice of proposed rulemakings, and I should have started with this. I really want to thank everyone who took the time to comment. It was really so important and so informative for us to hear from so many people. There are thousands of citizens who wrote in to say, please, this is an important issue. You must act. And there are also some very deep thinkers on this issue who have written to us with various ideas that are not all in sync. And there are the tech companies who have written in, and they are it was very encouraging to me that Twitter, Google, and Facebook all submitted comments. They all seem to support our going forward and doing a rulemaking, but they have different slants on the issues. And I think it would be really informative to bring them here and talk to them about the differences in their approaches. I'd like to ask, you know, Twitter, for example, they just expanded their character limitations from 140 to 280. Is there anything that prevents them from expanding it further or from providing leeway for people to do political disclaimers in particular? I think I don't want to diminish the efforts that any of the tech companies have already undertaken, which I think are very promising to increase transparency on their platforms. But if we're going to do this, and I hope that we are, let's do it right. Let's make sure that we do it right. Let's inform ourselves at every step of the way. We could use as models some of the rulemakings that have been done at the state level. California and Maryland both have rules on this topic. But I think it would be great if we could bring in people from, ideally, from both California and Maryland and ask them how their rules have been working out. Are there any loopholes that they've discovered? Are there things that they wish they had done that they didn't do? And ask the folks that are complying with those rules how that's going for them. Is it feasible for them to work under these rules? Is it not feasible? Are there aspects of it that are problematic for them that maybe we could do better? I think there's a lot of opportunity for us to get really helpful information and to develop and craft the best possible rule. Just this morning, we got a letter from Senator Klobuchar, the ranking member on our Oversight Committee in the Senate, asking us specifically to have a hearing and offering to come and testify if we did. We don't often get members of the Senate offering to come and testify before us. We have gone and testified before them. They don't often offer to testify before us. That's an offer I don't think we should turn down. And of course, this is all against the backdrop of the very disturbing news that we've been receiving all year long about foreign attempts to influence our elections. I think that we all have to take strong action about this. Everyone in government who has the opportunity to take action on this should be taking action on this. We have a role to play here. Some of this falls squarely within our jurisdiction. What we are contemplating doing today is a positive first step, but it is a small step. And no one should be under the illusion that this is going to solve all the problems, that if, you know, we can just get this internet disclaimer rulemaking going, then we're going to take care of all potential foreign influence in our election. This is not going to do that. I'm excited to start this process, and I think it's an important and long overdue step, but let's not kid ourselves. There's more work to be done. But you know, the longest road starts with a single step, and I'm happy to optimistically hope that we might be able to take that step, to take some step. I'm hoping we can do, as I've suggested, that we can get the staff started drafting a notice of proposed rulemaking, the first formal step in a rulemaking process, and at the same time that we can hold a hearing and try and gather more information to make that the best informed document possible, with the idea that we will probably end up having another hearing once the document is finalized and voted on. I'm hoping that we can work on all of this expeditiously. You know, it's another reason for trying to do things on simultracks, on not waiting and saying, well, first we'll do this and then we'll do that, because 2018 is coming fast upon us. And I think it would be really great if we could get some new rules in place in time to shore up and have better disclosures in time for the 2018 election. I think that is that's a heavy lift for us. That it would require some fast action, but I think we're capable of doing it. I remember after the McCain-Feingold law passed, the first chunk of rulemakings, the soft money rules, were Congress gave us a 90-day deadline to get those rules done, and the agency did it. You know, we had late-night hearings, and we rolled up our sleeves, and that was arguably a more complicated rulemaking to figure out than this one. So I don't see any reason why we can't, again, show that the FEC can get the job done and can do it in a manner that is efficient enough to make a difference in the next election. So at the appropriate time, Mr. Chairman, I will make the motion that I have outlined in the document that I made public for today's meeting.
Okay, thank you very much and for your ever-present optimism. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think there is some agreement here, and I'm looking forward to all of us working together on it, and that is specifically to ask the Office of General Counsel to begin drafting a notice of proposed rulemaking in a manner that we've described in the document that we released last night, the motion by myself, Commissioner Goodman, and Commissioner Peterson. As was mentioned, the advance notice of proposed rulemaking comment period ended just this past Monday, and we did get a lot of comments. Many of us haven't even had a chance to read all of them yet, voluminous columns, and they were very helpful. So I concur thanking the public for responding to that. And those comments, I think, obviously deserve to be considered. We have rules on the books right now governing disclaimers on the Internet, and as you know, any communication containing express advocacy or soliciting contributions that any person pays for to post on another person's website must include a disclaimer. I think the discrete issue that we're talking about and that came up in a lot of the comments that were filed, it also came up in some of the hearings on Capitol Hill a few weeks ago, revolves around the small items in impracticability exception to those rules. And we'd like to delve into that more deep, in a deeper way. And in a lot has changed in technology since 2011, and the recent comments, you know, explain that in a more, in a fuller way than I think even before the Senate Finance Committee a couple of weeks ago. So that's very helpful for us to know. In light of the changing technology and in light of the comments, I think it's the best use of the public's time and our time to propose specific rules that commenters can then respond to very specifically, and then we can have a hearing afterward. We'll strive to have a hearing after the notice of proposed rulemaking has gone out and people have had an opportunity to comment on specific proposals of the commission. And there's, you know, nothing to say that there'll only be one proposal. We may have various versions. We may have questions that we want to put in the notice of proposed rulemaking to the technology companies. But I think under the Administrative Procedures Act, and in order to get the clearest information out to the public, it makes the most sense to put out the NPRM, receive additional, more specific comments from the public, and then have a hearing to flesh out those topics. I don't think all this will take an extraordinarily long amount of time. I know the Office of General Counsel is diligently working, and thank you to all of you who are going through all of the comments and posting them and preparing to review them. I don't think all of this will take an extraordinary amount of time, and that's not, nobody intends to take any longer than we need to. As I said, it's a fairly discrete issue that we look forward to addressing. And I also agree with my colleague that this is not going to cure all ills, and I don't want people to be overly optimistic that, you know, an NPRM on online disclaimers for express advocacy is going to cure all problems. This is, you know, a pretty, as I said, discrete area. And at the appropriate time, I'm happy to move for the motion that we've outlined in our motion. And also just to emphasize that what we propose, it doesn't change any of the other rules adopted by the commission in the Internet Communications Rulemaking of 2006. So, again, at the appropriate time, we'll make that motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Weintraub, do you have preferred comments?
Well, obviously, I would... As I said, and as the vice chair reiterated, this is one way for us to go would be that very narrow path. We're not restricted to that narrow path. I would like to see us take on some broader issues here, and I really don't want to ruin the mood of agreement and commitment to getting things done. But let me just ask my colleagues, what's the harm in having a hearing as we're drafting to better inform the NPRM and then have another hearing once we have a specific NPRM out there? Are we really that busy that we can't spare the time?
I didn't say it was because we were too busy, and I don't think it's harmful per se. I just think it's more efficient under the APA to allow people to react specifically to draft rules. And I also think that, you know, we're willing to have a hearing in the future, just not before the NPRM is issued for really the reasons that I outlined. I mean, it's
I guess I'm a little clear now. On those reasons.
Okay. I don't know how I could be any more clear, but I think it's better for the public and for the technology companies to be able to react to specific proposals from the commission. The commission, as you know, we're the experts in this area. We govern the rules requiring disclaimers, and certainly many of us have been here for a lot longer than we expected. We should be able to come up with some draft rules that allow them to respond to it. A lot of the comments, and as I said, I haven't read them carefully yet. They just came in on Monday night. But a lot of the comments talk... What's that? A lot of the comments talk about, you know, there's different things we can do, and we hope the commission has some flexibility. So I'd like to take a stab at writing that in. Again, I don't think it's going to be all that difficult to come up with a couple of things. I think the hearing will be far more productive if they're looking at specific draft rules drafted by the experts in the area.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With all due respect, we may be the experts on legal rules on disclaimers, but we are not the experts on technology and what and how the technology can be used and can't be used in order to better inform the public. And that's why I think it would be, and as I said, I think there are some states that have experience with some set of rules. We may end up thinking that their rules are just great and we just want to use the same rules that have already been adopted at state level. We may want to refine them in some way based on their experience. But it would be good to know that up front, because if we draft a set of proposals and then people come in and say, well, here are our concerns about those proposals, we could find ourselves in a situation where we then have to go out again for more public comment, because as you know, and I know you're very well versed in the APA, we have to provide an opportunity for the public to comment on what we eventually adopt. So if the proposals change enough in the course of getting comment on our first crack at it, we could end up having to put it out for comment again, which would slow down the process. I understand that you think it is helpful for people to respond to specific proposals, but that doesn't really address why it would not also be helpful to get some input from the tech community, from other legal experts, and from the folks who've had some experience in the field with regulations of this type as we are drafting the regulations themselves.
For myself, I think it would be very helpful to people who, like me, do not really have any inherent knowledge regarding these IT issues. My son is different, but me and many of the rest of us really need, I think, as much input from as much different, many different directions as we can give it. If we have a one-day hearing in December, for which we're really arguing about whether or not it would be good for us or not, we can invite some people that we want to hear from who we've not heard from before. We can also invite, and I think we would get, people who have come and testified, the Googles, the Twitters, the Facebook people, to come and help us narrow the focus for us and before we finalize a draft rule. I think if we do that, we're going to be wiser, and I think in an area like this, the more we can get, the better. We've yet to hear from the people who in the community who we deal with day in and day out, the people from the professional community. I'd love to hear from some of the people in the other law firms that have been thinking about this, have some views, are able to comment on what we have received in the way of notices, and give us their best take, and welcome that. I'm sure they'll be glad to come back and when we have a draft rule to be considered. But let's be wise about the thing and learn as much as we can for those of us that are not experts in the field. and then draft it in a way that can work. And I'm sure there's a lot we can learn from other states, like Commissioner Weintraub says, to inform us. So earlier we were talking about a one-day, three-panel hearing, which would allow us to take that information from people we invite and we think can help us to move along in the drafting. We're not experts in some of us, at least, are not experts in the drafting of rules in this particular area. Madam Vice Chair, excuse me.
So we received thousands of comments on Monday, as I said. Aaron, how many approximately?
So we're still trying to get our hands around the full volume, but I think rough estimates, close to 60,000 or so of actual comments, including from organization people submitting comments in organizational and professional capacities, and then many, many, many individuals. There's another 25,000 or so comments, signatures accompanying comments, and then we have probably around 50,000 sort of mixed signature slash comments that we're parsing through. So over 100,000, the exact number we don't quite have at this point.
Thank you. And as I said, I haven't read them yet carefully, and I'm guessing my colleagues haven't either. So when everyone's talking about hearing from people, we just got a whole bunch of comments, and now people want to just sort of say, let's get more on a hearing. Let's take a minute. Let's read the comments. Let's review the congressional testimony. There were three hearings, as I said, on the Hill a couple of weeks ago. I don't think that that's really feasible by December 16th and again, or 14th. And again, let's put out some concrete rules to allow people to discuss. We are agreeing on moving forward. We're just disagreeing on when, I think, essentially when to hold the hearing. So we're not going to support one in December, but thanks for your pitch.
We've, in the past, done drafting and found ourselves not moving as quickly as we thought we could get in drafting, and that may happen here, especially when we're not sure of a number of issues or maybe the implications. My point really is on this particular hearing, this would be the opportunity to hear from people that we invite who have been now thinking about these issues, people who we respect and we'd like to get their advice before we decide to put out what we think is the best for them to react to. So hopefully the Vice Chair will change her mind in the next 10 minutes. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now who's being optimistic? I don't want to belabor this point because I get the feeling that people are pretty entrenched in their positions. And I also, I really don't want to undermine the positive message that I believe we are all going to agree on taking a step forward, and I do think that is a very positive message for this agency. I'm just going to make one further small point. In a hearing on the Hill, I think last week, Senator Sass asked the Attorney General, do you think we're doing enough to prepare for future interference by Russia and other foreign adversaries in the information space? And the Attorney General said, probably not. We're not. And the matter is so complex that for most of us, we are not able to fully grasp the technical dangers that are out there. The tech companies that have submitted comments, and I really appreciate what they have given us so far, have largely described what they are doing voluntarily right now and have said, and we would love to get some guidelines from you so we make sure that we're doing it right and that everybody's on a level playing field. I think there was some concern expressed that, you know, they like the idea of having a set of rules that applies to everyone so that someone who is stepping up to the plate and being very transparent is not put at a competitive disadvantage with other platforms that maybe are not voluntarily being quite so transparent. But I bet that they would jump at the chance to come in here and help us actually craft the rules and advise us on what is possible and what would work and what wouldn't work. They've been very cooperative on the Hill so far. They've been very cooperative in responding to our request for comments. I personally asked them all for comments, and so I want to thank them for that. I really appreciate it. But I just think we could end up with a much better set of rules if we would inform ourselves at an early point instead of waiting until, okay, now we've got some proposals, now you can respond to our proposals, now we might have to fix the proposals. Maybe we could work together in an iterative way and make it get it right the first time. That's really all I got. But I'll share the chairman's optimism for a moment that maybe we can sway you.
I think one of the other areas that is really important, and that is, as far as the tech community goes, I think we'll get a lot more out of them. I went to one of the hearings. They're very engaged, believe me. And they now know about us. They hadn't heard about us before, but they know about us now. This is a strong letter from commission, you know, from Senator Klobuchar today. We've been getting those letters. You know, people are watching what we're doing. I would like to be able to say that we went out and tried to get the best information, the best way we can get it, and to learn the best we can for those of us that really don't understand this very well but are yet in the process of trying to draft it. And learn what we can. There are people out in the community, the legal community, who would I think we could really benefit from before we even begin our drafting, much less end it. And that's certainly in the IT community. I think we'd be a much better chance of having them come to us when they have an open ability to communicate on what we ought to do, rather than to give them some rather complicated looking rules and ask them to fly in and tell us what we did wrong. That puts them in a tough spot because then they have to comment about what we have been saying. And I think, if I were general counsel for Google, which I'm gladly not, you'd say, you know, you got to be careful before you walk in and start giving your advice about some regulations when, you know, you've not been asked about those, that particular area before. I think we would do about a lot better job and be able to look back and said we tried to do the best we could if we get that information as soon as possible. Madam Vice Chair, how am I doing?
Not that I was going to move to your position, but I actually went back closer to my own position after Commissioner Weintraub read the comments from Attorney General Sessions, because I'm quite sure he wasn't thinking about disclaimers in the FEC when he said there's a lot more we can do to talk about cybersecurity. And so that's the sort of thing that I think is problematic. If we're somehow thinking that people can come in from the technology companies and just talk about all of the things that are going on right now, that's not productive. And that's exactly why I think writing rules that we over the kind of conduct that we can govern. You know, again, this is a very discreet area, and opening, you know, an open-ended public hearing, I think, really runs the danger of giving people false hope that we have any jurisdiction over the vast, vast majority of the issues that are going on right now in the intelligence community.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not suggesting that the tech companies would come in here and give us a tutorial on everything that's going on in the world. Although I was saddened to hear that, in fact, there is nothing going on at the Justice Department, according to the testimony that the Attorney General gave. He said, I'm not sure we have a specific review underway at this point in time, which was a little bit disheartening. So we may be the only ones in town right now who are really talking about doing anything, as small a piece of it as we can handle. We can't obviously take over the role of the Justice Department or of Congress, but I do think that there we could do this little piece. I think there is more that we could do consistent with our current law. We can't do everything. We obviously can't expand the definition of electioneering communications, which is in the statute. That's why I hope that Congress is going to do that. There's a bipartisan bill out there, the Honest Ads Act, that I hope folks in Congress are really going to seriously consider. Because it is certainly true that there is just so much that we can do. But I have a feeling that if we had the tech folks in here, they would not be seeking to expand our jurisdiction, but they would be happy to help us refine our thinking and make sure that we were best informed in how we go about this. And I also just wanted to say that as I don't want to neglect people. Senator Klobuchar has been a great leader on this topic, but there also have been other members of Congress who have been quite forceful on this issue and have spoken out and have written to us, dozens of members, really. I'm not going to try and recite all the names because I'm sure I will leave somebody out. But I know I think Representative Sarbanes in the House has taken a leadership role on this, and obviously Senators Warner and McCain, who co-sponsored the Honest Ads Act. But I do appreciate, because as I said before, we don't often hear this much from members of Congress. They often are demanding information from us more than providing information to us. So it's really, I think, a tribute to the seriousness of this issue. And I do want to thank them for paying attention to this little old agency and bothering to weigh in on this, because it is a really important issue.
Any further comment? I would just, we can't seem to stop talking about this, but I think it's kind of like a choice to me as to whether or not we want to be more informed or less informed. We've not had a chance to communicate directly with anybody in the IT community of that size, and this would be an opportunity to do it before we, put pen to paper on that issue. I mean, there may be ways that we can actually talk and use their language and say, hey, here's what you can do, and here's how you phrase it, in a way that we can't get that without some really collaborative help. And this is one day, this is it, this is all that it would take to have that input in time to have them. And I don't think they've focused on disclaimers a lot. There's been a lot bigger issues for them. Whether or not their policies are such that they, endanger the ability of our democracy to work as it should, those issues are forefront before them. But they haven't really had a chance to hear about this particular area, and that's where I think we could really get a lot of information, rather than have them react to some drafting that might be clumsy looking to them, and not to us, before we do that. And we do have some awfully bright people here in the legal community who we've not communicated directly with, who I think really can add to what we're thinking about doing. Otherwise, we find ourselves using our Office of General Counsel and us commissioners to try and come up with something which I think will be obviously a good product, but could it be the best? I would be doubtful.
Mr. Chairman.
Of course. Mr. Goodman.
I don't want to grasp defeat from the jaws of success here, so let me just say, Commissioner Weintraub is to be credited with pushing this issue and pushing us, so I want to give you credit, Commissioner Weintraub, for that.
Thank you, Commissioner.
I believe that the ANPRM vehicle that we've used is really a sort of informal, fashioned vehicle, and it's really not contemplated in the Administrative Procedures Act or our statutes, but we've used it, and I think we've used it quite effectively to obtain thousands of public comments to inform how we proceed here. And I also think the issue is discreet enough that what we're talking about is not changing fundamental disclaimer rules. I want to underscore for anyone who's listening to us, current law already provides disclaimers and the transparency that they provide on paid ads on the Internet and on digital mobile devices. And the only real dispute we have had is what to do about the very small ones, the ones that are character limited or the ones that are a very small screen swipe. That's where we have disagreed. And that is a discrete issue that I think a rulemaking would be constructive. We have several advisory opinions and split votes on advisory opinions. And to the extent we can bring clarity to that issue for the American people, what we do about the small digital paid ads, I think the best vehicle for addressing that is the one that is contemplated in the APA, which is an NPRM where we put out an idea and then we get specific comment about that proposal, and it is ordinary course to then have a hearing about that specific proposal and then go back and make adjustments in that way. And there is now a stack of materials on my desk from actually four congressional hearings on this issue. And we have received comments from all of these companies now. I think it is our job to take that, digest it, synthesize it, and come up with a proposed rule. And by the way, the Honest Ads Act has a proposal of its own on this issue of the disclaimers required on the small digital ads. So I believe it's now incumbent on us to take that work, try to fashion a proposal, and then obtain specific comment on that proposal, and we can have a hearing at that point. You're not hearing disagreement, and to the extent there's any credit to be awarded, I give it to you, Commissioner Weintraub, for pushing us. And this is an effort not only to respond to what we're hearing about Internet ads generally, many of which would have fallen outside of our jurisdiction, but to add clarification for American citizens who want to advertise in small screens as well. So I think that we ought to follow the NPRM course here, the one that's laid out in the APA, which is to take the information we have, our expertise in the regulation. We not only have thousands of comments here and four hearing transcripts to rely on Capitol Hill on this issue, and a template from Congress itself in the Honest Ads Act. But we have the experience of four or five significant advisory opinions that we've thrashed through here before my time here and since I've joined. And I think it's time to put the ideas on paper, fashion an NPRM that we can develop consensus around, put it out there, and then let the tech companies respond to that. And I think that's just the more orderly process. I think it's going to be a more constructive process. It also has the benefit of being the process that the law provides for. So I'm going to support the proposal of Vice Chair Hunter, the one that we had agreed on. And I just want to underscore, it is targeted. It is true to the endeavor that you started, Commissioner Weintraub, when we put out an ANPRM. It is limited to the issue of disclaimers, not a broader set of issues. I'm not. I don't see this as a vehicle for opening up the 2006 rulemaking on Internet communications generally by American citizens. And so that's why I'm going to support the more prudential, what I see as the more prudential, orderly process of following the NPRM process provided in the APA here.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Commissioner Goodman, for your gracious comments. I've tried to put all sorts of proposals before the commission, and it's nice to know that something actually might get four votes. I hear what you're saying. I hear what the vice chair is saying, that you are interested in making sure that this is very narrow. I would go for something broader. I think we've received a number of comments that have urged us to go broader, but I'm not going to reject the opportunity to take a small positive step forward because it's not everything that I want. I don't know, Mr. Chairman, do you want to move your motion first? I could move my motion, whatever you want to
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, I just have one question.
Commissioner Goodman.
What do you contemplate by going broader? Because I do see the motion that you're getting ready to make, and I guess we should understand what we're voting on. Do you your motion contemplates seeking opening a rulemaking that could consider any information conveyed in the course of public hearings before Congress and this commission, when you say you want to go broader than disclaimers, are you suggesting that we reopen the 2006 Internet Communications rulemaking in any other way?
I'm not suggesting, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Of course, please do. I'm sorry.
I'm not suggesting that we necessarily throw open the doors wide at this point. Obviously, I have I proposed so many things over the course of the last couple of years on this topic at various breadths of engagement. I do think that there are I think it's indisputable that there's been technological change since 2006, and our regulations could probably use some updating, but I never believed that you guys were going to go for a wholesale internet rulemaking. Obviously, there are I listened to part of the hearings that were on Capitol Hill. I did not have time to sit and listen to all of them, but I, too, am interested in going back through that material. Obviously, some of that material is not going to be relevant to us, and I think it's my impression that a lot of the focus on Capitol Hill in those hearings has been on what happened in the past and what I'm thinking about right now, as the most urgent topic, is figuring out proactively what do we do next? What can we do now prospectively to make things better in 2018? I think that making this small change to our internet disclaimers rules would be a small positive step. I think there's more that we could do. And I think some of the comments have suggested that and have urged us to take on a larger chunk of material. But I'm not under any delusions that a very broad document would, at the end of the day, we're still going to have to vote on an NPRM and put words on paper and get it out the door. What I think we're going to do today is launch the process, but we still need to get the document drafted and then approve that to go out the door. And I'm not under any delusions as to how broad that document could be in order to get four votes. So that is what it is.
Commissioner Goodman.
I don't have a very clear idea of the other issues that you think might be contemplated in your motion. What could be broader than the disclaimers? We started this process discussing disclaimers on paid internet ads, and I don't know what else you're contemplating that could be broader. And so before I were to leap, I would want to have a good idea of where you're headed in your motion, because I have a good idea of the wording and where Commissioner Hunter's motion will take us.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you. I think the biggest difference between my proposal and yours is the incorporation of a hearing at a sooner point, at an earlier point in the process, to help inform the drafting of the document. And I would be happy to, while as I said, I'd be willing to look at other issues and, you know, pull out any one of the half a dozen proposals that I've put on the table before now, I would be happy to limit my motion to that discrete issue if you are contemplating agreeing to the other aspect of this, which is that we would have a hearing. Is that on the table?
Yeah. I've stated why I think the NPRM process that's provided by law and is a well-tread process is the better approach to addressing this issue.
So
procedurally,
no.
Yes, I'm going to support moving forward on this with the contemplation that there will be an NPRM in the future and that there would be a hearing at the appropriate time to inform the commission on the mark that the commission sets for the public to react to.
Madam Vice Chair.
So am I hearing correctly, Commissioner Weintraub, that I think you just said the major difference is that you want to have the hearing earlier in the process. So it sounds like you're willing to vote for our motion on the rulemaking, right? So I don't know that we now need to do your motion as well. Obviously, you can move it if you want to, but if that's the biggest difference, then maybe we can all land on the one we proposed.
Well, I'm gonna make my motion.
Okay.
First.
Okay.
I just want to see whether the chairman wants to make his motion before I make.
I know. I think we all need to make our own motions. I think what we're losing out on though is the ability to have some collaboration with the IT community, the large IT community, to the point where they could participate with us in this early hearing before we draft. We get something on, they can see what we do, see what we're thinking. That applies to the Bob Bowers of the world and the people who, and the Jan Behrens and the people in the community who haven't been asked to engage yet, and yet might just then, click on the computer and start looking at the comments that we've got and thinking about it, so that when we do this, they already feel engaged working with us. Take a look at the draft. It's just people being what people are. They, may not get around to it until they get a nudge. So I think we're losing out on that, but I'm ready for a vote at this point. All in favor of agenda document number 1752A, which is the document that I supported. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, the motion fails. Commissioner Weintraub and I voted in favor. The Vice Chair, Commissioner Goodman, and Commissioner Peterson voted against. Commissioner Weintraub.
My turn. As I indicated in my in the document that I in agenda document 17-52B, I'm just going to read that motion. I move that the commission open a rulemaking in Reg 2011-02, Internet Communication Disclaimers, and direct the Office of General Counsel to expeditiously draft for commission consideration an appropriate rulemaking document that incorporates such material as the ANPRM, public comments received in this matter, and information conveyed in the course of public hearings before Congress and this commission.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay. The motion fails. Commissioner Weintraub and I voted in favor. The Vice Chair, Commissioner Goodman, and Commissioner Peterson voted against. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I hereby move to direct the Office of General Counsel to draft a notice of proposed rulemaking as soon as is practicable, that proposes revisions to commission rules governing disclaimers on paid internet and digital communications and does not propose changes to any other rules adopted by the commission in the internet communications rulemaking of 2006.
Oh, you changed it.
Oh, I told you I was going to do that.
She announced it.
I mentioned it in my comments.
Oh, sorry, I missed that.
I added to it.
Commissioner Weintraub.
I will support the motion because it's something, and it's a step forward. And I'm happy that we are able to take a step forward, because too frequently we are not. So I will support it.
I will do the same on the same basis. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it unanimously.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Like to say, I would hate for any comments here today to have been perceived as denigrating the Department of Justice and its efforts in this area. I read the newspapers, and for example, the Department of Justice's Foreign Agents Registration Act Division has been pursuing RT, the news channel, requiring them to register. So I have seen actions and activities in addition to the ongoing investigation into these issues. So by way of comedy to our sister agency, wouldn't want to be this commission to be misconstrued.
Thank you. Commissioner Weintraub.
I just want to say that I'm counting this as a win. I don't want anybody to I would have preferred to have done it a little bit differently, but last month, I proposed that we reopen the comment period. I honestly was not expecting that I was going to get 4 votes to even do that, just to reopen the comment period. And here we are agreeing unanimously to open a rulemaking. And I'm personally pretty jazzed about that. So I thank my colleagues for being willing to take this step. And, you know, I think, as I tentatively predicted at the beginning, I think this is a good day for the FEC.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Goodman.
Yeah. Again, congratulations, Commissioner Weintraub. But I do want to underscore for those who report on what has happened here today that the change contemplated really focuses on a very narrow and discrete set of disclaimers, and that is a narrow and discrete set of Internet advertisements, and that is the very small ones. Because if anyone out there believes that they can engage in express advocacy in paid advertising online without disclaimers today, they misunderstand current law. Current law does require disclaimers on paid advertisements on the Internet so long as they are large enough and practically can accommodate that disclaimer, and you see them all the time. The issue that we need to work on and clarify for the American citizens, and to the extent it has salutary effects for bringing greater transparency on whether the advertiser is an American citizen or a foreign national, is the issue of the very small advertisements. And I hope that we can bring some clarity to that issue. Thank you.
Any further comments? Would Jody Queen please stand? This is the last open meeting for a longtime FEC staffer, Julia Queen, and we would like to wish her all the best in her retirement. Julia joined the agency in October 1980 as a file clerk in the Public Disclosure Division, now known as Public Records. She has worked in many divisions at the FEC, including processing and the press office, and she worked as a paralegal in the Office of General Counsel. In 2009, she rejoined the press office as a public affairs specialist. As anyone who has met her knows, Julia radiates joy and can-do spirit. She has been a tremendous help to all of us who have needed it over the years. We still need it. From agency staffers to reporters, she may be hanging up her work clothes, but we don't expect her to slow down anytime soon. Congratulations, Julia. Madam Secretary, do we have any matters of administrative matters to discuss?
There are none.
Thank you. We're now adjourned.